Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome on Jamie Dussing, who is the highway superintendent in the town of Clarence, taking a look at what happened yesterday and what's still going on the roads. Jamie, thanks for being with us. I mean, yesterday, for some parts of the area, I mean, that's as much snow as you've seen in one day in a very, very long time.
Well, it was a good test of our equipment and our personnel. So we did very well clearing the roads. We're back at it again this morning cleaning up, but we didn't have any major problems. The fact that it was a holiday and schools were closed really worked in our favor.
You know, when you think about it, the storm matched the forecast. I mean, 100%. Did that help with your preparation?
We've actually had two storms that were predicted very well. And everything went according to plan, like I mentioned. Yes, it came in overnight. We didn't have to go out Sunday night. You know, that would really have started us off on the wrong foot yesterday morning. We came in at 3 o'clock and really had things opened up by dinner time last night, sent everybody home, and we brought them back again this morning. So, yes, the predictability of that storm really worked in our favor.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm wondering what challenges you've had. You know, I haven't driven through Clarence in the last 24 hours, so I'm not exactly sure what the situation is like there. But I've noticed in many spots, roads that typically in a normal winter never really have a problem. It snows and they are clear, no issues whatsoever right away. It's taking longer and they're not quite as clear. Now, I'm sure some of that has to do with the rate of snowfall over the last 24 hours. But is some of that a staffing shortage, too?
No, our numbers looked really good. As of yesterday morning, we only had one person that was out, you know, for COVID. And we're hoping those numbers stay down. Our staffing levels were great coming into the storm yesterday morning. We did borrow one person from our parks department, so we're very appreciative to be able to do that. But our numbers were great. We have 12 plow routes. We had 13 trucks out yesterday. We wanted to get an extra one out to run the mains and really keep things opened up.
That's good to know. We're seeing these snow mountains now appearing in a lot of parking lots. Do you have to move those mountains? And where do you move the snow when you have to truck it away?
So we have several locations that we can take snow that we remove. We will only remove snow if it is a line of sight issue, a hazard in some fashion to, you know, motorists, whether it be on a town, state, or county road. We all kind of work together. Sometimes our equipment will get together with some county trucks or vice versa, and we'll move the snow around. We really don't go onto private property. That's a no-no, and we try to stay away from that unless there's some extenuating circumstances. We won't go into private lots. We are seeing private plow services pushing snow onto sidewalks and things of that nature, which just make things difficult for everybody, including us, trying to clear those sidewalks.
What about this morning? I think a lot of people were thinking last night, all right, we've seen all of it, so now we can kind of breathe a sigh of relief. But you wake up this morning, still snowing, still snowed a little bit overnight. Does that make it tricky for you to kind of keep going 24 hours in?
Well, we had some blowing overnight. That was our biggest problem. And, you know, we were able to get in at 4 this morning and push all those drifts back and open the roads back up. The other thing is, once we send people home for the night to get some rest and food, you know, a lot of times the private plow services are still working in the neighborhoods. So sometimes it can come in and look like a, you know, a bomb went off in some of these neighborhoods. You know, we're basically back to square one 24 or 20 hours after the snow event. So we will have a full day pushing everything back and cleaning up. And we'll also have a mailbox crew out. Unfortunately, that's part of the gig, too. Mailboxes do go down, so we do our best to get those back up.
Oh, yeah. And then if you look at the forecast, Jamie, we've got a deep freeze coming back Thursday through Saturday. So with that in mind, do you really need to get a lot of snow off the road so that it doesn't refreeze?
Well, there's a double-edged sword there. So we want to push everything back so they don't turn into icebergs on us. But at the same time, we don't want to fill driveways and parking lots up, too. People are very sensitive to all the hard work that they put in clearing. And then, you know, the town or the county comes by and fills the end of their driveway up. So we'll do our best to avoid that. But at the same time, push things back to the curb line so we're ready for the next event whenever that comes.
Hopefully not today or tomorrow. That's what we're all kind of hoping for. Hey, Jamie, thanks so much. Good work out there, and thanks for keeping the roads as clear as possible. Jamie Dussing is Highway Superintendent in the town of Clarence, joining us live this morning.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.